Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's you, small business owner.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't
you
back
won't back
down,
my friend. I know who you are. I know how you are, and that makes me so proud of you. You can stand you up against the gates of hell, and you still won't back down, and that's why we love you. Welcome back, 17 Tell. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're right there with you, me and our good friend Brad Huskin, who's joining us. He and I have been standing together against the gates of hell, right, Brad?
We've been
side by side when they had the blindfolds around us, and thank God the guns didn't go off. They malfunctioned.
That's exactly right.
We were side by side.
Seems like we've been together since Bowie was just a minnow.
I know. That's exactly right. Brad Huskin, ladies and gentlemen, IAS Training, put a .com on the end of that. That's his website. That's his company name. I'm a salesman, not a PhD. Munchies for Salespeople, also his weekly update that he sends out from the website there. I hope you sign up for that. We're talking about customer loyalty, Brad, and I've been talking earlier in the hour about the Pareto Principle, the 80-20 rule. 80% of your business comes from 20% of your customers. That's a really hard thing for a lot, especially B2B companies. It's a really hard thing to avoid, isn't it, to wind up getting a high concentration of your business activity on a very small list. And I think the way to minimize that, not to get rid of the good customers, but to grow your business through the people who are not on that short list, on that 20% list, to add them to that list. And now instead of one or two or three in your 20%, you might have four or five or six. The way to do that is customer loyalty. Find a way to get those B customers. Not the A customers are with you. The B customers, find a way to get them to become A customers. What do you think?
Well, that's exactly right, and that's what I preach to my customers is that, you know, while 80% of your business comes from 20% of your customer base, you know, everybody talks about that and they verbalize it and those kinds of things. What they're not verbalizing is you're losing up to 20% of those customers every year.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't replace them in the pipeline, then your business is actually going down. It's not going up. And where are they going? Well, they're moving away, or they're getting transferred, or they're reaching an age where they no longer need your stuff anymore, or maybe they have a change in economic conditions, or they just die, but they're going somewhere. And if you aren't proactively doing, just like you said, is adding to that customer base to offset the ones that are going away, then you are, in fact, losing business. And that's why many businesses suffer. And that's where customer loyalty is so important, and keep the existing customers that you have and having them help you add to that funnel and bring new people into the fold so that you can continue to not only grow but to thrive and really sustain a business for a long, long time that kind of renews itself on an ongoing basis.
Well, and you don't want to ever think that you slack off on anybody. But I don't think there's anything wrong with identifying the next A customer in your world. Maybe like somebody who's been with you not that long. They've just started doing business with you in the last few months, and they seem to like you a lot. And you're thinking, okay, they're doing X amount of business with us. How do we double that this year? What do we need to do? What kind of candy do they like? You know, let's don't try to take them, you know, the strawberry candy that we give these other people if they've told us that they like cherry, right? There's nothing wrong with having that kind of a strategy for customer loyalty. Everybody's a little different.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's where you can't pick your customers. They pick you. That's the one choice that mm-hmm. customers have, is that they can choose to deal with you, or they choose not to deal with you. And, you know, even as a small-time business, if you don't have some type of a customer loyalty program, then you're completely
what would that what would that look like for a small business? What would a customer loyalty program look like? You've got
well,
people,
maybe
you help people do this. How does it look like?
Yeah, I mean, if you're a jeweler, maybe you have a program where you get free cleaning checks, or you get special discounts, you get special invitations to a special event or occasion that you have coming up, or you
a tire store every 5,000 miles or once a year or whatever, twice a year, come by and they'll rotate your tires and check them, balancing.
Exactly. I get a free cup of coffee every fifth cup of coffee, so I go to the same coffee place every morning. You know, that Kroger's has it, and United Airlines has it, and Hilton, Marriott, Walgreens. Everybody has some type of loyalty program. And
people like that, don't they? We like that.
They'd love to be a part of
recognized.
Something. Recognized. So, exactly. So let them be a part of something and make sure that you design it and have them join your loyalty program so that we can not only to market those people, but we can identify, you know, exactly what you're talking about. The customer that spends $100 today could be the customer that spends $10,000 tomorrow if you take care of them.
But you need to, as a small business, you know, most small businesses, by definition, we don't have a million people on our customer list. We may not have 1,000. We may not have 100. I've made a living as a small business owner in years past when I had 4 customers, 5 customers, right? So,
exactly
so
right.
I had a different
sure,
strategy.
What you have.
I had a different strategy for each one of them because they were all different.
Absolutely. And that's where, you know, you got to identify and maintain that customer base and really take care of them. And, you know,
which means you've got to train your people to do this because you can't touch them all the time. If you're customers aren't bragging on some of your employees at least once a month, then you're not doing a good enough job training them. Tim Till, right back. More on this topic, training, with our good friend Brad Huskin, IASTraining.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.